That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
When did you stop feeling young? It's an interesting question. According to the Wall Street Journal, there's this new article out that says you start feeling old once you turn 43. That is the magic number about it.
Wow. For me, I think it probably depends on the scenario, but what else do they say, basically? What are the factors that say 43 is the age that this happens at?
It's when you start having physical problems and your body doesn't react as quickly and doesn't rebound as fast as it used to. And all of a sudden you have aches and pains that you never knew of. And 43 is the most popular age to start getting gray hair. Hmm. So the gray hair coming in.
Yeah. You know, my gray hair held out for a while, but I'm starting to get more of them now that I see it. I still like where they're coming in, so I'm okay with that. That rolls off me pretty quick. But I tell you what, my back has been hurting for 3 days. And I can't remember what I did to make it feel this way.
It's so funny because I'm 42 and I'll be turning 43 this summer. And I always feel like a kid. I always think like, I can't believe that I'm responsible for two of my own children. I can't believe I have a mortgage on a home. I can't believe that I have like a full-time job that I have to go to every day. It seems like such grown-up people things. And in my mind, I still feel like a little kid. The things I giggle about, the things that I want to do. But the one thing that is starting to make me feel older is, one, definitely a couple of the gray hairs. I was like, what is this about? Two, like when I hang out with younger people, they treat me like a grown-up. They don't treat me like one of them.
They don't talk to you the same way.
No.
They don't tell you the same things. You're not getting all the secrets anymore.
Well, not even that, but they'll call me Miss. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Or
like,
ma'am?
Like, not ma'am. The miss is what they call you, not ma'am. I don't know. It just seems like it seems stranger. And I can't party like I used to. Like, even if I want to go out at like 9, 10 o'clock, I'm tired. And I just want to go home and I want to go to bed. And to me, that's a good time. And that is not old Anna. Old Anna was at clubs till 4 in the morning.
I mean, it is the truth. I'm always that person that now that I'm like, you want to give me a hand with this? I'll take the 2-person lift. I would never do that before. I'd be like, whatever with these warnings on this box or whatever. I can handle this thing, and I will definitely take the help now when I can get it. I've got one friend, always offers all my other friends to help. I always tell them, you can't call him. He's going to have a heart attack in your stairwell.
Oh, my gosh.
It feels real sometimes, but in my mind, same as you. How did I get here? How did this happen?
It's the average age, 43. It's the friend code violation. Your buddy, you trust them for everything, your best girlfriend, and then all of a sudden they do the one thing that they know they're not supposed to do. It's a violation of being your friend.
Mm, that's why betrayal hurts so much, right?
Yeah. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, I know that something happened to John that was very disturbing. What happened, John?
It was upsetting. It was upsetting because this is not typical of this guy's behavior. I was out with two friends of mine, two good friends. We don't typically go out very often. We go out to the bar and, you know, bump into an ex-girlfriend of mine who's out with some friends of hers as well. And this is a thing that happens, right? Raven, this has happened to you in your life before, I'm sure. And so walk by, she sees me. There's like a little awkward exchange. I see her friends. Her friends are very nice. They come over. They say hi. And then I quickly move my group to the other side of the bar, right?
Okay.
We've
yep.
separated now, okay? Now we have our own little universe over here on the bar, and they're all the way over here.
Everybody's going to be fine.
Everyone's going to be fine. But my buddy Nick happened to work with some of her friends in the past, and he decides, hey, I haven't seen those people in a while. Let me go over and let me start talking to them.
So you managed the separation, and then he introduced the groups.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I had managed to get us out of the situation where we could just be on our own side of the bar enjoying our drinks. And he's like, wait a minute, though. Oh, my gosh. I haven't seen so-and-so in forever. Let me go talk. And meanwhile, I'm over there just like, don't do that. Don't do that. We already did that. I already extricated ourselves from this situation.
Right. So now your crowd, your group is a little bit more subdued at this point. And he's over there laughing at their jokes. And he's entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Telling them stuff.
And
oh,
now it's just
can I have a piece of your app? Oh, let me get a little bite of your pretzel. trouble here.
Yeah. You know how the evening ended?
Well, how's that?
The evening ended with like a very serious, dramatic conversation between me and my ex-girlfriend standing over in the corner while I wish I had just been over there hanging out with my buddies.
You should have just left the bar. You should have said hello, stayed 5 minutes, one drink, and then gotten out of there.
And she's a lovely girl. It's just not what I was trying to do on a Friday night.
I'm guessing the friends are also attractive is what it is, too.
I mean, half of them were guys, but maybe, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Friend code violation. What's the one thing that your friend does all the time that they shouldn't do? They know better than that. Raven, how about you?
I got, certain friends that they get a couple beverages in them and they start talking about plants. I'm dealing with this right now with man camping. they get a little intoxicated and they start telling everybody about how great it is. And then, of course, the person that talking to me wants to come. And then I'm getting cornered. I got cornered the other day walking into the bar. And by the way, I was driven to the bar, so I was already a little bit, coming from one spot to the next. And somebody corners me, I would have jumped out the window. Jumped out the window to not have that conversation
right
there.
I love when the friend says, why don't you ask Anna? Or why don't you ask Raven? And then you're saying, what? No, I don't want to be part of this.
It was like they were taking like crumbs. They led me right into a trap, a cage with a lion.
Mm-hmm. Sean, seriously. Friend code violation. What happened?
Friend code violation? You should never hook up with your friend's sibling.
Oh.
Somebody hooked up with your sister?
No, I hooked up with my friend's
sister.
Oh,
man.
Oh, come on. Worse.
Confession.
That's
sorry.
Awful.
Sorry, Poncho.
Poncho? Poncho should never speak to you again.
Well.
We're still best friends.
As long as his sister does.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's driving you crazy right now? 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Kaylee.
Yeah, since it's barbecue season, I have one. If you never clean your grill, like you just keep layering food on top of, it's like beef on top of fish, on top of chicken, like you just never scrape it off. That's all I need to know about you.
It's nothing worse when you see a gross grill and you know that that's where your burger's going.
Right.
Yes.
That's one of the hardest parts about going to somebody else's barbecue, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I've got a friend, the cast iron skillet, that's one thing. You got to wipe it out. But he always like, that's the flavor. That's the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
If that's your only flavor, then you have problems. Right.
Yeah. What is that flavor? Gross. Eric, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah. If you have lawn envy, that's all I need to know about you. I don't know. I got this neighbor. He's kind of weird. I think he lives alone, but he comes around every day and is constantly complimenting my yard and always asking me questions about my grass. I'm like, I don't know, dude. It rains. That's how it's green. It's very strange. I don't like getting into 20-minute conversations about grass on my way to work in the morning. So I don't know. If you have lawn envy, that's all I need to know about you.
Wait a minute. So you're just... You don't even water it, and it looks that good? Are you serious?
Oh, man. It's just nature, man.
Maybe you're just one of the lucky ones, the gifted ones, okay?
I think Raven has lawn envy.
Oh, gosh.
I don't want... You know what? Like, I'm with him. Like, I don't want to hear about it. Like, I don't want to talk about the lawn. Like, why... Why do guys want to talk about grass all the time? I don't want to talk about it.
It's what's going on in their life. Besides their job and their marriage, it's the biggest battle they're facing.
Mm. Oh, my God. If it were my choice, I wouldn't even have a lawn.
Holly, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, if you're already complaining about like fireworks and your pets and it's not even Memorial Day online and stuff, that's like all I need to know about you.
They come out quick.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to complain. I can't wait.
I love my dogs.
Nope.
And I've got an obnoxious neighbor with the fireworks. But we do fireworks at my house. But my big thing was like Memorial Day. Like you gotta be mentally prepared for that, right? You gotta be aware of that. You know, July 4th, be ready for it. New Year's Eve, big dates like that, be aware of it. My problem was like this guy used to set off a random mortar on like a Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, it's not even dark out, man. What are you doing? What is it we're celebrating right now? So my dog's like, it's a Tuesday. Nobody's ready for that. I'm working. The dog's asleep next to me on the couch, and all of a sudden he's on the ceiling. That I don't appreciate. July 4th, it's different.
Yes or no answer. Do you believe in miracles? Raven, yes or no?
I believe in good circumstances.
I said yes or no.
I guess not.
Okay.
I guess not.
Producer John.
Yes.
Producer Sean.
No.
Okay. All right. A Catholic church in Thomaston, Connecticut has reported a miracle that happened during one of their masses last month. Okay. And now the Vatican is investigating. So what happened was, is they were running low on the Eucharist for the mass. These are the actual hosts that they, like when you go up to receive, they, that they give you.
So bread, right?
Yep, the bread. Yep.
Okay.
And they were running low during the mass. There's a lot of people there. And they just started multiplying. Now here's the priest at the end of the mass announcing to everyone what had happened.
Very real, very shocking, where they were running out of hosts, and all of a sudden, there were more hosts just were there. So today, not only do we have the miracle of the Eucharist, we actually had a bigger miracle. It's pretty cool.
Wait for the awkward pause. Awkward pause. Awkward pause. Imagine you're just sitting there at church, and you're like, what? What do you mean?
What reaction did you expect? That would have been nice, huh? The band breaks into that.
I don't
know.
I believe it. I believe in miracles. I've seen things with my own eyes. I've seen things that I can't explain. I believe in miracles. I do.
I just have so many questions. Like, did they watch the bread just like, you know, like as if they were amoebas just spreading apart?
They said
like,
they haven't. No, I haven't seen the. I mean, there's not. They haven't released it yet because the Vatican has everything. But They live streamed the mass. So it's filmed. Now, can you see the actual thing? I don't know.
I was going to say, are we seeing bread multiplying? Because I feel like that video clip would have already made its way out to the public if it was that obvious.
I don't think so.
That and UFOs,
no.
It would all happen right there.
If the Vatican is reviewing it, I bet you that there is something. So let's leave it at that. But let's move forward because I want to know, what was the last miracle you witnessed? Sean, the last miracle.
You know what? It was a little sad, but a friend of mine... His dog got hit by a car, and I'm talking hard, but that dog ended up living a full life.
Oh, it's a miracle. What a miracle.
I mean, I can't believe you chose dog right away from the beginning. You did that on purpose to me. That's what you did.
Raven is welling up right
there.
Now.
Yeah.
Jeff, last miracle you witnessed.
I witnessed it over the weekend. I found a new apartment. It is larger. It is in a bigger neighborhood, a better neighborhood, and it is, wait for it, cheaper.
What? Leading on a miracle. You found it, man.
I did, man. It's a unicorn. It's a unicorn in 2023, and I found it.
I went to a barbecue this past weekend, and we thought at one point we were out of beer, and then a friend went back to the cooler, and lo and behold, under the ice, cold as could be, two more beers, not just one, two.
It's a miracle.
It was a miracle.
Yeah. I don't know. That seems like a miracle, but I had a real miracle take place in my home.
What happened?
I don't want to say it out loud because I'm afraid it's going to stop, and I don't know. Maybe God will take away my miracle.
Okay, great. Too bad your job relies on saying things out loud.
Right. Yeah. That's how it works.
But for the last three nights, Dakota, my 4-year-old, has slept in her own bed.
Oh, no, no.
I can't believe it.
That
is a miracle.
You know what? As the parent of a toddler, Anna, you shouldn't have said it out loud.
I should not have said that out loud. When did you get all emo out of nowhere for no reason whatsoever? Because I remember, Raven, when I was younger, I was like stone cold. Like I was fine. Even if like I was sad, like I could just put on a face and move on.
Yeah.
Now I'll be out anywhere and all of a sudden the tears will come to me. Something random will happen and I can't stop myself. I'm like blubbering. I cried over a pizza last Thursday.
Was it a good cry or a bad cry? Were you upset because the pizza went wrong, or were you happy because the pizza jogged some sort of memory for you? What happened?
It's the dumbest thing. So I guess not that dumb. So we sold my house last week.
Yeah.
And I didn't have like a super emotional attachment to the house. We had been there for 6 years. I loved it. It was a great home. And, you know, and I'm happy for the memories that we made there. We took Dakota, my little one, home there from the hospital. So that was the first place that she lived. But I didn't think I would be super sad because 6 years, you know?
I don't remember you talking about that house like you loved it. No.
We sat down over pizza the night before the closing after we had just moved everything out. And as I was taking a bite of the pizza, my husband looked at me. He goes, I guess that was our last time in that house. And I just started bawling, crying. Now, it didn't slow me down from eating the pizza because I was hungry.
Okay. But I want to imagine myself there at the table watching this, friend. I mean, listen, wait, so you were sitting in the empty house while you were eating the pizza?
No,
you
were at the restaurant. Oh. We're not even there anymore.
Oh my gosh. I mean, like, it would have made more sense to me if you're sitting there and it's like, you know, everything's empty around you.
No, just sitting in a pizza booth.
Feels funny then.
And my husband's like looking around.
He's like, all right.
Hayden, my 14-year-old, like, Mom!
All right.
Stop.
Get it together. And you're like,
does that happen to you? Do you get all emo for no reason?
I remember, you know what? I mean, I've been that way over a couple of my cars, so I don't know why I'm laughing at you. You know what I mean? Like, I remember my first SUV. It was like the first car that I bought. It was like the first big loan that I got, and that was a great car to me. And when I got rid of it, I gave it to another guy who was going to drive it, and I was bummed. And I thought about that car for months after.
Mm.
I've had like two cars in my life, and every once in a while, it's like, you know, you're bored. And you're on Craigslist or Marketplace and you're looking for it like an old girlfriend. Like you're looking it up to see how's that car doing? Where is it?
Cars make you cry.
Yeah.
All right. When was the last time that you got all emo out of nowhere? You didn't even see it coming. 1-800-330-9999. Charlie.
I got really emotional when Iron Man died in Avengers, man. There were different timelines it could have taken.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at you. I mean, it was emotional. It was meant to be the emotional anchor of the entire, basically, 30-film set and that timeline. I get what you're saying, but the fact that you went back in your mind and figured out ways to do it without him dying.
Gosh.
That's sad. You ever get sad when one of your shows ends or whatever, right? When something comes to a close?
I guess. I'm trying to remember. I have this problem lately where, like, I watch something, I get really into it, and then I don't care anymore.
Yes.
It's hard. I can't remember the last one that I was truly sad about when it was over. How about you?
I remember, like, it being young and vivid memories of the Wonder Years being very upset as they aged, and that I realized Winnie wasn't going to be my girlfriend someday.
Right.
And nowadays, when a great show goes away, yeah, still, there's a part of me that longs for how the story ends, right? Or how's it go? When they do the open ending, you know, I love the artsy ending, but at the same time, I'm like, boo!
Mm-hmm.
Boo, I want to live with those characters forever.
It's true.
Oh, poor Tony Stark. You're right. Did you see he shaved his head, too? He's going with the bald look now. It's a little bit jarring.
Just comes out of nowhere. You're all put together, you're fine, going about your day, and then you get all emo, emotional, out of nowhere.
Mm.
It happened to me. We sold our house last week, and I was fine, 100% fine. And all of a sudden, my husband's like, yeah, that was the last time we were in our house. We were sitting down having pizza, and I just started bawling, like, uncontrollably at the pizza place. Couldn't stop crying.
I mean, seems a little over the top.
I don't understand.
Yeah, you didn't even love the place.
I don't get it. I don't. When was the last time you got all emo out of nowhere? 1-800-330-9999. Cindy.
I have two adult daughters, and I say for years, special occasion dresses they wore, toys, all special things they enjoyed as children. I showed it to them. They treasured them. And then now it was time to donate them. And I cried, packing the car, driving the car to Goodwill. I just sobbed. I sobbed.
I had a hard time getting rid of Dakota's baby stuff. Because then you start thinking, I'm never going to have another baby again. That's my last baby. This is it. I'm never going to have that feeling of being pregnant again, which is actually fine.
Yeah. What mothers do, huh?
Madeline, when did you get emotional?
I got emotional when my daughter graduated from kindergarten. I did not anticipate that happening.
Because they make it so cute. My daughter's preschool graduation coming up and my daughter's eighth grade graduation. It's just going to be tears across the board.
Yeah, the time goes really fast. Any reminder of that? Any milestone? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I get that. Hey, Missy, when'd you get all emo?
So every Christmas when I accidentally don't change the radio fast enough and I hear Christmas Shoes, forget about it.
Oh, Christmas Shoes is like one of my biggest pet peeves. I can't even deal with that.
He's going
what are we doing with this story on the radio?
Yeah, and like she's going to meet Jesus and she needs these shoes and this poor baby and I can't.
Whatever.
I can't.
Get out of here with the sob story, all right? Just come on, all right? I don't need that. It's the season of joy, remember? Remember?
Yes, and all the other Christmas songs are perfect. And that one just like, I'm like, please shut it off.
Forget it. Get that thing out of here. We play that, and it drives me crazy.
We don't play it anymore.
Good, thank God.
Cindy, when's the last time you cried? You got all emo out of nowhere.
Actually, it was Sunday. I was watching Guardians of the Galaxy, and I would have those, like, the little raccoons on the cage. Like, I don't know, like, it brought me, like with the animal abuse and everything.
Yes.
Kinda, like, made me
oh,
feel, like,
no. Yeah, like, the PCA yeah. Commercials that come on during Avengers, yes. Yeah, no, they're always on those channels. Right. And the Sarah McLachlan song?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Adopt, that was, Don't Shop, and Report Puppy Mills, man.
Like, it brought me back to, like, my childhood. Like, it was just like, wow, like, where did everything go?
Evan, when did you get all emo out of nowhere?
You know, I was, I'm a new dad, and I was showing my kid Blue's Clues. It's something I used to watch as a kid. You know, I got emotional remembering Steve and watching. Transition from him not being on the show anymore, and it just you know, it just broke my heart all over again, honestly.
Wait a minute, didn't they get another Steve?
There's three of them. There's three Steves, but they all have different names. But didn't Steve come back now?
They're all called Steve?
No, they all have different names. Hold on. Okay. Blues Clues. Steve's. Hold on.
Yeah, I thought there was, like, a reunion show, and, like, you know, they brought in another Steve, but they brought the old Steve back or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Steve, and there's Joe.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Steve 1, 2, and 3.
Right. Only maybe there was Steve. Only two of them.
But to you, there was only one Steve. I understand.
Only one.
I cried into a pepperoni pizza last week. Came out of nowhere. Pizza was absolutely delicious, having a good old time, celebrating the fact that we were closing on our house the following morning. We had just finished finally moving everything out, and I could not stop crying about selling the house. The house that I couldn't wait to sell, to move on with my life, and all of a sudden the tears just came. I got emo out of nowhere.
Sometimes when it's late at night and I'm lonely and sad, I get on Craigslist and look for one of my old cars.
Yeah.
See whether or not it's still out there. Whether or not somebody's been keeping one in a garage forever, and I would get right on a plane and I would go buy it if I could.
When's the last time you got all emotional out of nowhere? You just turned emo. 1-800-330-9999. Melissa?
I was putting my daughter's senior graduation photo collage together for her grad night, and I had to go through all of our family pictures and baby pictures. And I just started sobbing in bed as I was putting her collage together.
I feel like that job would take me a month or a week at least, really. I mean, it's a lot to go through all that.
And even as you're saying it, every hair on my arm stands up, knowing how hard that must be for you.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't think I was going to be so emotional, but it just kind of all hit at once.
Mm-hmm. I got like that when I was making, you know, I have to make like the yearbook page where you get like the ad for the yearbook page.
Yep.
My big one is graduating eighth grade. Yep. And even putting together that, like, I couldn't. Like, I can't even think what I'm going to be like in 4 years when it's high school.
And it goes so fast. Everybody says it, that, you know, the time flies so fast. And you're like, no, it's not going to happen. And then all of a sudden, they're getting ready for senior prom. And you're looking back at baby pictures. And you're like, how did 18 years go by?
Oh, you're going to make me cry right now. You're going to make me stop.
Yeah, you're both crying. You're both crying.
We have to stop.
You're going to make me cry. And I'm on my way to work. So, thank you, Anna.
All right. Okay. That's enough of that. Producer John is here. Producer John has written an emo song about all the times you randomly get emotional and emo.
That's right, because you know what? At the end of the day, they made an entire musical genre about it. We celebrated it in 2005, and we're going to celebrate it now, too, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get low. Sometimes it all just seems so hard. When Steve left Blue's Clues, he didn't even send a farewell card. How do I go on? How do I persevere? When Iron Man died in Endgame, could have drowned in all my tears. I see a tree when I go hiking, and it makes me feel so emo. There's a girl and she don't like me, it makes me feel so emo. Last season of my favorite show never fails to make me feel so emo.
That was really good, John.
I'm so sad when this is us ended. Do you feel better now or do you feel worse?
No, all I kept thinking about is that in 4 years, Hayden is going to move out of my house and she's not going to live there anymore. Stop. We're done. We're done.
I mean, come on.
I can't. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. Martha Stewart's been trending. She is among the cover models for the 2023 Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
And now, she's wicked hot, yo.
81 years old. She's the oldest swimsuit model the magazine has ever had. And they're calling it historic. She gave an interview about it. Here's what she said.
Being fearless is very good. Don't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid of anything.
I mean, she went to jail. She's definitely not afraid of anything. Know, right? Yeah. She goes on and she says,
this time I was motivated by showing people that a woman my age can still look good, feel good, be good. It is a testament to good living.
Mm.
And I think that all of us should think about good living, successful living, and not about aging.
That's good.
The whole aging thing is so boring.
But wait a minute.
I mean, I've been calling Martha Stewart hot for years. And
I know.
And telling me not to, so.
Well, yeah, well, because I say, like, it's not nice when you just read them, like, Martha Stewart's so
hot. She wants me to say it.
It sounds so bro-ish.
She wants me to say it. She can hear me right now while I'm saying it.
No, but she said this, and this is what's raising some eyebrows.
A testament to good living.
You mean, you look like that when you're 81 years old because you eat vegetables?
Come on now. All right, that's what we're doing. So we're going to shame Martha Stewart, but we're not going to shame Kim Kardashian?
No, I'm not shaming her.
All right.
I'm just saying, call it what it is.
All right.
You know, like this.
I mean, listen, I would
fine.
Say it's a combination of things, right? Or else she would look like Sharon Osbourne. So the fact is surgery alone won't do those things.
Well, you know what? I always believe, like, do whatever makes you feel good. If it makes
sure.
you feel good and look good, then go for it. We should never judge each other. But it's not just vegetables. Let's just say that. But I was thinking about it. I'm like, they're making such a big deal out of this. Like, she's the oldest woman ever be in sports. Why does it have anything to do with age? Like, even this past week, it was trending that they did an online poll over who was hotter, a young Harrison Ford or a young Al Pacino.
And I thought it was De Niro and Pacino.
Was it De Niro and Pacino?
Yeah.
It was two of them. And I was thinking in my head, why do we have to choose them when they were young? Why can't we talk about how hot they are now? Like, they're still attractive older men.
Well, Harrison Ford is. I don't know about the other two dudes. Harrison Ford still got it.
All right.
He eats a lot of juices, you know?
Well, let's take... It's good living.
That's right.
It's good living.
A lot of good living. Still flies his own plane, hangs out with Ally McBeal.
All right, so we'll take Harrison Ford.
Okay.
He's 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put him on the cover of the new... Sports Illustrated, the Senior Citizen Edition.
Yep.
All right, we put Harrison Ford on the front. We all agree that he's the most handsome older man, right?
Okay.
Over 80 years old, who else is in that edition besides Martha Stewart?
You know what? I mean, I'm not sure that all these people are over 80, but they're right around there. Cher looks great.
How old is Cher? Hold on a second.
Tina Turner.
Tina Turner is 80. She could be in it.
She looks great. I think she's over 80, Tina Turner.
No,
still got those legs, too, by the way.
Cher is 76.
Okay.
In 4 years, she could be in the Senior Citizen Edition.
Right.
She's got to wait 4 more years, though.
Susan Sarandon, is she 80 yet? Because she is still smoking hot. She is hot.
I don't think she's over 80.
She's straight hot.
She's 76. She'll be in the same year that Cher is in.
Helen Mirren. She's hot. She's got to be 80, right? She's got to be 80.
I don't think she's 80 either.
Come on.
Yeah. 77. She'll be in the year before the other two.
This is my wheelhouse, man. 76-year-old chicks.
That's
my wheelhouse.
Rita Moreno is 91 years old.
Let me see the photo. Let me see.
Rita Moreno, she's
Hold it up.
Gorgeous.
Hold it up. Let me see.
Rita Moreno. Let me pull up a picture. Look at her.
All right, get a good photo.
She's 91.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. No, she looks good.
Yeah, she could definitely be in our edition.
She looks great. See, a lot of fruits and juices for everybody. And good living.
Clint Eastwood. He's 89.
No, not lately.
No.
Not lately. Those photos have been updated.
When is it impossible for a man to look macho? Oh, boy. Producer Sean, producer John, I don't know if you missed it, but Raven was very upset by something that happened.
Conventional thinking used to be that a man cannot look macho crying, and we all know that has changed now. That is developed, and men can be vulnerable and all that stuff. But what happened to me was, my dog had a procedure about a week ago. As a matter of fact, stitches come out tomorrow, thank God. And so we've had all these gates up all over the house. And so getting from one room to the next from time to time can be a challenge, especially when you've got something in your hands and the dogs are always underfoot and they can't see because it's got a cone on. I smashed my toe so bad the other day that it's still purple. It's really been like 8 days on that foot. Yeah. The first time I did it, nobody was home. It was just me and the dogs, and I laid on the floor and cried for a little while, and they licked the tears off my face. The second time I banged that same toe, and again, I thought I broke it.
I thought the toe was gone forever.
The second time I banged that toe was 3 days later, and it was still purple, and my wife was there to see me crying, and she was in the middle of something very pointed and energetic at that moment, and she just started laughing her face off. Yesterday, I smashed the corresponding toe on the other foot. I may not walk right for a month.
It doesn't sound like you know how to walk at all.
I mean, I've been on the ground rolling around, writhing in pain, and I'll tell you, this time I was ready to walk the dogs right at that moment when I smashed it on this gate, and so the door is wide open, big glass door, and I rolled around on that floor in the hallway for a while. And people are out walking their dogs. It was dinner time. It was dinner time.
It's impossible for a man to look macho when he stubs his toe.
It was so terrible.
Yeah.
It hurt so bad.
We asked on our Facebook page, when is it impossible for a man to look macho? When driving a Prius, Stephanie wrote. Oh, poor Chef Plum. He drives a Prius.
Those Prius drivers are crazy. They are the fastest speeders I know.
It's impossible for a man to look macho when, Teresa writes, wearing skinny jeans.
How tight are these skinny jeans?
Yeah, the super skinny jeans, I'll agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible for a man to look macho when he has a man bun. That's true. I agree about
people,
that.
People, they really vilify the man bun guy.
I mean, if you're like a Viking and you have an axe and you have a man bun.
Or if you're like a Ronin, you're like a ninja trainee or something like that.
Right.
Also, again, cool.
Sean, it's impossible for a man to look macho when?
You burn yourself. I got a severe burn on my finger like over the weekend, and that was just, I was like running around in circles doing like the wave my hand around trying to cool it off
and then sticking it in your mouth.
No,
you sucking on your finger.
Cannot look macho when you burn yourself.
That's
you just
a good
look
point.
Like a fool.
Yeah, you're right.
John, it's impossible for a man to look macho when?
When he's playing video games.
Ah.
It doesn't matter how cool or how tough the game itself is. You look like a huge nerd. You just do, always. And I take my chair from like the corner of my living room and I move it in front of the TV when I do. So there's like physical evidence that I've been playing video games too. It's bad.
I can't believe how many people on our Facebook page wrote a man can't look macho when they're drinking from a straw. I never realized it, but we're going to, all three of you are going to drink out of a straw and I'm going to see how I feel about
it. It's awkward. It is a little bit awkward, yeah.
A man can't look macho when he's doing what? Mm. Raven stubbed his toe and he said, you can't look macho when you're jumping around crying.
I mean, it's happened like three times in the past week or so. I think I broke one of them and now I've done the same toe on the other foot and it's just terrible because now I feel broken by the entire thing. My spirit is broken.
1-800-330-9999. It's impossible for a man to look macho when? Jessica.
When he's eating an ice cream cone.
Oh. Really?
Really?
I'm a biter. So, you know, I don't let that cone really melt all that much. So I bite.
That bothers me.
And then I clean it up with the lick.
I can't watch people bite their ice cream. It makes me cringe.
Really?
I don't know why. It gives me the eebie-jeebies. I'm like, I feel like I feel the cold in my teeth.
Oh, I want some ice cream right
now. Well, I can't watch a man eat an ice cream cone. I
Period.
Just have to turn away.
Can't do it. He's got to have a sundae. Kind of weird to be hung up on that. Hey, Nika, man can't be macho when what?
When crying. A man can't be macho when crying.
I don't know.
It depends what they're crying about.
Yeah. Because
Brad Pitt in an emotional movie scene is certainly still macho and good looking.
What if I'm looking out? What if I'm looking out the vista of my Alaskan cabin and I'm watching a bear eat a moose and I'm just thinking to myself, this is.
I was thinking about a man bun, and I was thinking Jason Momoa was a handsome as hell with a man bun.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
You're right. See, mm-hmm. I mean, like, there's exceptions. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. I guess there has to be.
Nate, you can't be a macho man when what?
You can't be a macho man when you wear tighty whities.
I feel like unless that's your dad, mm-hmm. right? It's got to be your dad or your grandpa. All right, your dad or your grandpa, they could still wear them. That was a different time.
Do they still wear them, though? Like, I remember my dad, like, growing up, that was normal underwear for him. But do they still? Like, I haven't asked or, you know, anything like that recently.
I mean, you run to a grandpa that's like 80 or 90, he's probably rocking the tighty whities. That would be my guess. I've got a friend, he was in the Marines. He still wears what he calls his silkies. Silkies are like these, it's like a Speedo almost. They wear it because it's like, you know, hot in the jungle or whatever. Yeah, he wears these silkies. Hey, Randolph, a man can't be macho when what?
All right. I hope you're sitting down. When he eats a banana. Period.
I had a banana this morning, but there was no witnesses, right? So I guess.
You've got to do that in private.
Right.
You just can't eat a banana in public if you're a real man.
Thanks for the call.
Kat, a man can't look macho when he's doing what?
When he's wearing flip-flops. I just can't. Flip-flops.
What I mean, what's the problem with the flip-flops? What if, I mean, if your feet, toes look good.
Nah, your feet look nasty. You walk awkwardly. I kind of agree.
Yeah, men don't have the best looking feet. It's just, you know, yeah.
It's your fault. Your feet flip-flops. Are ugly.
I mean, but ugly and macho. I mean, listen, you can be macho and be ugly. You definitely can be.
You could be right. I just have never seen anybody look macho so far in flip-flops.
Okay.
And on Raven, who's this?
Hi, Aaron. This is Jeff. Okay, a man can't be macho if he's barefoot walking on a rocky beach and he can't walk. On the North Shore, there's nothing but rocky beaches. And if you're a big guy and you can't walk on a rocky beach, you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah. Like, ooh, 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 ooh.
No, it's true.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true. But we just had flip-flops outlawed before this call, Jeff, so I don't know what we're going to do at the beach from now on.
Okay, wear some sneakers.
Oh, now that's a bad idea. We know that from fashion talks before.
That's not even true. Sneakers are fine, but on our Facebook page, somebody said you also can't be manly if you're wearing Crocs. It can't be macho.
Oh, I would agree with that.
So Crocs, flip-flops, barefoot. Guys, you got nothing left. You got to just wear your sneakers.
I'm wearing sandals, all right, but the Crocs never.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Sean and Flora. Flora, what's going on?
So we're having a little bit of a disagreement about our upstairs neighbor. We live in an apartment building, and she is like a single mom with some kids, and they're noisy, you know? And Sean is like, wants to complain to the management and like get her, you know, I don't know what she's supposed to do about it. They're little kids, you know?
Sean, is it really that loud and that obnoxious?
It is extremely loud and obnoxious. Let me tell you, I wake up for work at 6 a.m. in the morning, and sometimes I can't get to sleep until 1 a.m. I don't know what the bedtime is for these kids, but it's ridiculous. I want to go to the management. My wife won't let me. And see, I don't know if any of you have ever dealt with noise issues, but it never stops. And look, I have no problem against kids, but put them outside. Take them to the park. Something like that.
Oh my God.
Put them to bed at a reasonable hour. I got to go to work.
He's overreacting. He's just like, you know, he wakes up when you sneeze. Like, it's just, it's crazy. Like, this poor mom, I feel for her. Like, she doesn't deserve to get in trouble with the management. That's all I got to say.
Well, I mean, in all likelihood, management is going to ignore you and tell you they're doing something about it anyways. They're going to say something to them. I mean, you guys live in an apartment building. That's part of living in an apartment building. It's an unfortunate part. It's an unpleasant part. That's why most people try not to live in an apartment building. But, you know, it's something that we've probably all dealt with at one time or another. And you can't really tell your neighbors when to go to bed. There's supposed to be quiet times, I'm sure, but have you tried like a sound machine or anything like that? I mean, you're probably going to need more noise. I don't know. The other thing is obviously once you complain to somebody, now you've started a thing, right? So if this is somebody you've had nice interactions with before in the hall and they're pleasant or whatever, now maybe that all changes. Maybe everything's different, but
I'm surprised we even know who they are. I feel like I'm in this temporary apartment, and like I don't know who any of my neighbors. No, I don't see any of these people, let alone who's upstairs. I hear them, but I don't know what they're, you know, who they are. I can pick them out of a lineup.
I used to be able to hear, so I would have neighbors up top. I was on the corner. That's one thing you learn, too, is you try and get the spot that's so far away from everything so that you have less neighbors to deal with. But if they're that loud, you hear when the door opens or closes, typically. And then when they come down the stairs, like, and you know when the noise stops, right? So if you walk out to your mailbox or peer out your window at that time or whatever, that's when you get a look at these people.
Well, why don't we see what the audience has to say? Because maybe they agree with you, Sean. You pay your rent, and if you think that the noise is that big of an issue, it's not cool, and you have every right to report it to management so that they can address it. I mean, they may laugh in your face, who knows, but you have every right to report it. But you may see Flora's side, too, where You signed up for this. It's apartment living. And give her a break. She has two young children. She's just trying to do the best she can.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Sean and Flora live in an apartment building, and the family that lives upstairs from them is a single mom with two young children, and he is so upset that the children are so loud. He says it's all ours, and he's ready at this point to go to management.
Mm. Or at least knock on our door, right? And there could be a confrontation, right? It turns into a whole different scene. Here's the thing is, like, when you have neighbors in an apartment building, number one, you have to assume that you're going to have those neighbors, right? And number two, is anything really going to change? You're asking somebody else to change their lifestyle or to bend that for you. And will there be any result? Flora doesn't think so. Flora says, listen, they're kids. They're going to do what they do. Leave her alone.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. John.
I'm definitely on the wife's side. Look, I lived in tons of apartments. I lived under a girl that used to move furniture across the apartment all night long. So I've done the broom handle on the ceiling. Doesn't work. If it was an adult, I'd confront. But with kids, you got to leave the kids alone, especially if it's a single mom. A man confronting a single mom over her kids is a bad look. It's not classy. So he's got to either deal with it or go find an apartment where he's living on the top floor. That's my advice.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Sean and Flora live in an apartment building, and Sean has had it with the fact that the family that lives upstairs for them is super loud. Two kids. He hears those kids all day long. He's ready to confront the mother. She's a single mom. Or go to management.
He said he's heard noise outside of the last 5 days. I mean, honestly, sooner or later, you just get used to it, in my opinion. When you live in an apartment building, it's kind of par for the course, but Flora says, we cannot confront this woman. If you go to management, they're not going to do anything about it. Again, this is an apartment building. Just leave it alone. Turn up a sound machine. Get a fan or something like that. But Sean says, no, something's got to change.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Jennifer, whose side are you on?
I am actually on her side, even though I live in the basement apartment. Well, not basement. I live downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And my neighbor was vacuuming at 2 a.m. He didn't realize we heard everything. So once we talked to him and we let him know, he stopped. They need to talk to the mother.
Okay. Thanks for the advice.
Yeah, you're just assuming that they know they're doing it. Maybe they don't know. That's a good point.
That's true. Jamie, whose side are you on today?
Definitely the wife's side. I mean, when you live in an apartment complex, you kind of sign up for that. I'm also a former single mom, and I think that if a man were to have confronted me about that, I would have been so uncomfortable.
Hey, Nancy, whose side are you on today?
So, I'm on the husband's side, and the reason is I've lived in an apartment since I left home at the age of 23. There is quite a time from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. It is actually law, from what I understand. Can either talk to her, is my suggestion, and say, I know that this is, and we can check into it, that this is quiet time, and I would appreciate it if you can respect that, even though your children aren't getting up for work, I am. But maybe you can talk to her before going to management.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Flora, our audience agreed with you. Sean, it's an apartment building. It's a mom with young children. Like, you have to give her a break on this.
Thank you. Just start taking yoga and calm down. Sorry.
I am
heart,
so tired of single men being discriminated, being ignored, being pushed to the back of the seat in today's society. I will not stand for it. I will write a letter to the management. I will write a letter to my local county politician. I will do whatever it takes to get some respect in this world.
Wow, he's not taking the audience's ideas. Yeah. He's like, you need to, like,
he's going to write a letter to Congress,
my love.
Yeah. I mean, maybe move to the country. That's what I would do. That letter writing, I would maybe just find another place to live when the lease is up. Count down the days. Get one of those calendars that you can put a big X in the box every single day until it's over. I wish you guys luck.
Can you mail me a letter, too? I would
thank
love
you.
Just mail me a letter.
Now you're antagonizing.
You on the email. Thank you very much.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $100 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on Emerald products and Super Deck stains May 19th through the 22nd. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
No, no.
Elizabeth, you ready to play today?
Yes, I am.
All right, go ahead. Kick Raven out of here.
Raven, can you please leave?
Sure. Good luck, Elizabeth.
Okay. So Raven is walking out of here. That big door is going to close. He won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. Ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Christopher Lloyd played Doc Brown in Back to the Future, and he says that he's happy that there was never a Back to the Future 4. He also starred in The Addams Family as what character?
I don't know.
Number two, the actual bar from the TV show Cheers is on the auction block right now. Many of the cast signed it, including the late actress that played Rebecca Howe. Who's that? Wow, this is not going well, Elizabeth. Number three, the top names given to babies last year, according to the Social Security Administration, were Liam for boys and Olivia for girls. Which Olivia won Best New Artist at the Grammys last year?
Olivia Rodriguez.
Number four, Netflix's The Mother was watched by 2.8 million U.S. households over the weekend, beating Glass Onion and Murder Mystery 2. It stars what international pop star?
I don't know.
And number five, Martha Stewart is the oldest woman to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. She is 81 years old. What's the name of her first magazine that launched in 1990?
Martha.
Good. All right, Elizabeth. I just want to say that I appreciate you trying today. I really, really do.
Yo.
Elizabeth, unfortunately, did not get any right.
Perfect. Told you I didn't plan on losing today.
Well, there you go. Number one. Christopher Lloyd played Doc Brown in the Back to the Future, and he says he's happy there was never a Back to the Future 4.
Oh.
Which I guess means he was happy about the first three? I don't know what that means.
Well, the first three are really good.
All right, he also starred in The Addams Family as what character?
He's Uncle Fester, actually, in The Addams Family.
Yep. He is. He's a great Uncle Fester, too. Number two, the actual bar from the TV show Cheers is on the auction block right now, and many of the cast signed it, including the late actress that played Rebecca Howe. Who's that?
Rebecca Howe was Kirstie Alley.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, I must have had like a brain blip. I forgot that she passed away last year.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
It was sudden. And
She had colon cancer so fast. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Number three, the top names given to babies last year, according to the Social Security Administration, were Liam for boys and Olivia for girls.
Mm-hmm.
Which Olivia won Best New Artist at the Grammys last year?
It's got to be Olivia Rodrigo.
Correct. Number four, Netflix's The Mother was watched by 2.8 million U.S. households over the weekend, beating Glass Onion and Murder Mystery 2.
Mm-hmm.
It stars what international pop star?
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
I hear it's good.
I have to watch it at some point over the next couple days.
Shotgun Wedding was cheesy, but it was funny. If you didn't watch it, I thought it was fun.
I love Jennifer Lopez. I want to be friends with her one day.
I thought Lenny Kravitz as the villain, spoiler alert, was fantastic.
Number five, Martha Stewart is the oldest woman to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. She is 81 years old. What's the name of her first magazine, which launched in 1990?
It was Living, right?
Martha Stewart Living.
She's always been hot.
Sorry, Elizabeth. He beat you 5-0 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I'm Elizabeth, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $200 tomorrow, Anna. Here we go.
Yeah, and I also want to thank Danielle. She submitted some questions that I used over the last couple days. If you have ideas for questions, too, you can submit them at annaandraven.com. Just click on Can't Beat Raven.